All right, guys, how's it going? Just like Shane said, you got to have an account to comment in the chat. Welcome back to Holly and Hideout. My name is Jimmy. I'm the host. Joining me is my two co-hosts, Sander Blade. What is up, bro?
Hey.
Hi. No enthusiastically whatsoever. And Mr. Shane Smith, how's it going, sir?
It's going good, brother. I'm happy to be here with you guys.
And today we're going to be sitting down, giving our thoughts and review on the Game Fest fiesta that happened over the last 2 weeks, from the state of play to the third parties to Microsoft Bethesda today. But before we do that, guys, we are literally like 30 plays away from 1,000.
Let's go. Let's go.
So if you would like to share this with anybody, you know, you don't have to listen to it all the way through. Just like listen to like 10 minutes most accounts. Or we're trying to get to 1,000 plays before the end of June. That way we can do this big celebration thing we got going on. July 3rd, we still do have a special guest coming on. That's in a couple of weeks. And yeah. So starting it off, I want to say the state of play in the Bethesda Microsoft show for last.
Nice.
So let's talk about Thursday and all the third parties.
I got you. Let me say something real quick before we get too far away from what you were saying about the streams. I do want to just tell everybody who there's a lot of you guys who tune in to the lives and, you know, come in and out while we're doing the live stuff. And then, you know, maybe go back and listen to the episode later. There's a lot of episodes that have come out over the past year or whatever, since you guys started, that maybe you guys haven't heard that weren't on the live. Like maybe some people think that we maybe just started doing this when y'all started doing the live, but there's actually a good bit of episodes on there. So if you've been here for all of the lives, you can go back and listen to some of the other reviews, and you can listen to some of the other, you know, content that we've done prior to starting to do the content that you guys have done prior to doing the live. So, and it actually would help if you guys did go and maybe like binge for a day while you're at work and listen to 5 or 6, 7 episodes. They're not all as long as the ones that we've done live. Some of them are 15, 20 minutes, you know, some of them are 30 minute long episodes. So it would be, you know, very helpful and thoughtful of people if they could contribute in such a way of just letting the podcast, the Hilly and Hideout podcast, take up some real estate in your day.
Yes, indeed. Pac-Man just said lots of previous episodes. We're going to start it off with what happened Thursday. It was like an hour long little thing where a lot of third party developers showed off some games, made some announcements and stuff. To me, it was a really big snooze fest, and it was really big of like a space theme type deal. And it wasn't really all that interesting with these games.
How so? What do you mean it was kind of like a space thing?
Like we saw the Callisto Protocol. We saw this other. We saw like this one about Mars. We saw about this colony building in space, stuff like that.
That's what I was telling Shane to pull out of the list. So, yeah. Because I mean, it's a lot over the last few over the past week or so. So I mean, like, so we can actually know the games. But yeah, the Callisto Protocol overall is probably, I mean, out of all of this entire week for me, it's probably like the only thing that I was semi excited about. I mean, it's basically just a Dead Space successor, but it looked cool enough.
The Callisto Protocol didn't look too bad. Like it might have. It has my interest in a way, but I don't know. Like, I'm tired of like the whole entire space survivability. Let's go through this prison and hey, look, there's these mutation creatures trying to kill us.
Well, I mean, that only happened with Dead Space, but I guess that's kind of the issue though, because it's like it's always going to be compared to Dead Space.
And
but see,
go ahead.
But see, I mean, the other one is that I mean, besides the whole Dead Space thing, the other issue is that they are remaking it. Like, I think there was a fan-made remake of Dead Space, and I think there's also, like, an official
remake. Yeah.
So I'm not even too sure how that's going to roll. But considering how, you know, how I feel about Dead Space, like, 3, they kind of fumbled the ball. So I'll give Callisto I'll give it a shot.
Yeah, I kind of what I was saying that I wrote a little bit of a just kind of my thoughts on the trailers as I was watching them. For that, I remember it specifically because I said that it looks like The Suffering in space. Like the trailer, I was like, I don't know. This kind of reminds me of like The Suffering meets like KOTOR or something like that. And obviously, both of those games are old as hell. But I was just saying, like, it does look kind of crazy. And I'm like, I don't know that I've necessarily seen this in space like this before, you know? So, I mean, but then again, this is me. I haven't played anywhere near as many games.
That's what I'm saying. Well, we're letting you know right now, it basically is like dead space. Even when we talk about like the third person view, the fact that like the camera is kind of zoomed slightly behind the shoulder, kind of like a lot of I guess with the Resident Evil 4 feel almost. But yeah, I mean it looks good. It is what it is.
So, I get what you mean though. So for that one, you know, the Callisto Protocol did look interesting enough. I like how they did have some unique deaths in it. They showed gameplay of it with that unique death happening.
Yeah, well, see, that's actually one of my questions about it. There's a part in the trailer where the old dude says rebirth, and he kind of laughs about it or something. I'm thinking to myself, is this going to be like a roguelite or some kind of shit? Where it's like, I guess you die, you had to come back, and you know, you kind of keep responding and the monsters keep responding and stuff like that. You know what I'm talking about?
Kind of like how Dark Souls, as you said, Bonfire, they respond, they come back. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Like
Returnal or some kind of bullshit.
Yeah. They didn't really They really didn't give enough information on that.
Yeah.
But it did. I heard it's going to Game Pass. So I might check it out for Game Pass for PC. I don't think I'm actually going to spend the money on the game.
Yeah.
But not only that, they showed, moving on, they showed Gotham Knight, they showed Nightwing's gameplay. What was your take on that?
Well, all right, like, I think when I heard about Gotham Knight coming out a while back and hearing that hearing that they didn't really have much to do with it was kind of disappointing. And also hearing that it wasn't an actual sequel to Arkham Knight was actually also kind of disappointing, but I was up to see it. You know, I was up to see like what exactly they would do with it. And the first trailer I saw for it, I guess, I don't know, a year or so earlier, it wasn't that bad. Like I thought it looked good. Now the latest trailers that everybody's talking about, you know, but not Nightwing. People like Nightwing, but it's Red Hood. Man. Red Hood seems to be the one where it seems like, I guess, his bullets aren't strong enough. Everybody that he fights seems to be a fucking bullet sponge. Seems slow, repetitive.
What I heard is they said he's like a magician, and that doesn't really fit Red Hood.
Yeah, I mean, like he came back to life with the fucking, you know, the pit, but it ain't quite the same. I don't know where they're pulling their stuff from.
I don't know, but the Nightwing gameplay the show did look like it had that Arkham style gameplay to it. It did look fun and interesting. Nightwing is probably a character that I'd be interested in playing as, not a Robin.
That would probably be the only. I think everybody pretty much wants to play everybody but Red Hood.
I'm pretty sure up to the date they're going to do some work on Red Hood. They got to.
Too many people don't bitch about it.
Not only that, they did a little. Talk about Soul Hackers 2. Soul Hackers 2 was, they had a little announcement. It was just the show off the dub cast for it, which was not really all that exciting because we already knew it was going to be dubbed.
I didn't even know what the hell that was until I saw the trailer for it. And I was like, oh, okay, this kind of looks cool. This is like a more mature version of, Persona. The Shin Megami Tensei type thing.
Yeah, let me see if I can find a list. Okay, so we saw the Street Fighter VI gameplay. They released Chun-Li's OST.
Somebody's probably excited about it.
We saw that. They also brought back Guile, which was interesting to see him as an older character. It looked cool. We talked about the Callisto Protocol. There was Stormgate, which was the guy who left Blizzard. It was his new RTS. I don't really have any opinions about that. You?
Yeah, me neither.
Alien Dark Ascent was also another one.
Is this supposed to be like a sequel to Alien Isolation, or is it supposed to be like the whole Colonial Marines thing again?
It is an. I think it's like a RTS one.
Oh, okay.
It's a single. It's a squad based single player action game that lets you. It's like an RTS kind of in a way, and it just didn't really look all that interesting to me. As well, if it had been like Isolation, I would have been down for it, but it wasn't. And then of course Activision had to come out and show off Modern Warfare 2.
Yay.
And they showed a little extensive of gameplay from it, which looked interesting enough.
The Modern Warfare remake did kind of reignite people's interest in it a little bit, but I don't think it brought the peak back like they were hoping it would.
I just had no interest in it. Flashback 2 was something that they released in a 3D form since it was like 40 years ago. The other one came 30 years ago when it came out.
Sheesh.
Yeah. Fort Solace was another one. It has Troy Baker in it. And what's his other? Roger Clark. The man who, Roger Clark, who voiced Arthur from Red Dead 2.
Okay.
Yeah, it's one of those tight thriller games, heavy action first person. It was interesting enough to see those two on stage along with Jeff. I might have interest in playing this one. I'd have to see more on it first. But I like how it's a tight thriller, so every action you make has an effect to it.
Okay.
They showed Outriders World Slayer, which is an expansion for Outriders. If you like Outriders, you would love this one because it's a Lovecrafting Cthulhu-esque base DLC, what it seems like, set in a frozy, icy area.
We really need a good fucking Cthulhu game.
I played Outriders. It wasn't really all that great to me.
Somebody was trying to get me on it for a while, and I was like, yeah. Like, I wasn't all that into it.
Witchfire looked interesting. This is one of the games that caught my eye. Witchfire looked interesting. Because it's Demonic House of Horrors with a clear fantasy-type theme.
Yeah, you want to know where... When I saw it, because I just saw a little bit of gameplay for today, I looked at it and I thought to myself, this is a fucking video game. You know what I'm saying? Like, this looks like it'd be fun. You know what it reminded me of? You remember that game called Dark Watch?
Yes.
That's what it reminded me of. Like, that old first-person vampire, almost like Vampire Hunter D shooter. That's what it kind of looked like. So yeah, that did interest me a little bit.
Of course, they announced Fall Guys going free to play, which is interesting, I guess. Fall Guys, the developers released fucked over Steam because they first stated that they would only be released on Steam, and now they're taking it off Steam and putting it on Epic Games. So be on the lookout for that. That has your eye. Then there's High Water, which is an adventure strategy game that explores the themes of climate change. People are stating that it has Oxenfree vibes and stuff like that. So,
okay.
That has your interest. Check that out.
I'll look at the
trailer. One of the interesting ones that was out of the indie games was called American Arcadia. That looked interesting because it's pretty much this grand paradise. But you're always on TV, and if your votes go up, you do well. But if your votes go down, then you get killed.
So social media, the video game, mixed with Hunger Games?
Yeah, it looks interesting. It looked interesting enough. Then we got Goat Simulator 3, which was hilarious because there was no Goat Simulator 2.
Memes.
It looked funny as well, watching that. Then we had the Marvel Midnight Suns reveal.
I think for me, the only thing, I thought it would have been interesting to have another Ultimate Alliance type game. And it seems like they're kind of leaning off of that a little bit, but it's more card based, but I don't know.
I don't think I'll play it. I'm over the whole entire superhero thing anyways.
Well, I mean, they haven't made, well, I mean, besides this horrible ass, I wouldn't say horrible, but I guess mediocre fucking Avengers game. I mean, they haven't really made an Ultimate Alliance type game in a minute.
True. It did announce the Cuphead Last Course DLC, Cuphead the Delicious Last Course DLC, which is interesting because we've been hearing about this for a while, and they finally showed us more gameplay. They showed us Chalice, and they showed us it's coming out June 30th. I have never beaten Cuphead. Me and you have gotten so close to the end, we just never finished it.
Yeah.
but I am interested in the Delicious Last Course DLC, and they also announced that there's another season of Cuphead, the TV show, coming out to Netflix for that. Neon White was another one they announced for the Switch and for PC. It is a first-person anime action game where you parkour through stuff and you shoot things as you try to take out demons to regain your entrance into heaven. It looks interesting. It's coming June 16th to PC and Nintendo Switch. I have interest in this.
It's kind of like a like Mirror's Edge or Ghostwire or something like that.
It's first person. It's a first person. It's a first person shooter. So basically, you parkour, you run, you shoot your things. It's like a railgun type deal in a way.
All right.
Yeah. And of course, we know they had to show off Microsoft Flight Simulator for it, and then they showed off today that there was Pelican coming to it, so that's interesting. They showed off the new Warframe character along with everything Warframe in that little period. Don't think I have any interest in that. They showed off a game called Honkai Star Rail, which looked interesting. It's by the people who make Genshin Impact, so it's part of the Ho-Yo universe.
There's an entire universe for that?
Apparently so.
Oh, shit.
Yo-Ho Beast or whatever. I might be misreading that. But it looks interesting because they also announced Zenless Zone Zero, which is another one of their games coming out. That's like a cyberpunk anime type game. It looks very interesting. And of course, one of the games that really caught my attention because I actually gave it a release date was Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Shredder's Revenge.
Okay. Yeah, that's why I kept seeing that pop up on Google. Of course, I thought they were making a damn movie.
And this is something that me, you're going to sit down and play because it is a throwback to the nostalgia from the NES to the Super NES.
Yeah. Yeah, because I was wondering, like, is it just a remake or something, or is it an actual new game?
It's an actual new game.
Okay.
First up, Casey Jones has finally joined the roster, along with Leonardo, Michelangelo, Donatello, Raphael, April O'Neil, and Master Splinter are all playable characters. This does go up to six people on one console, PC, or you can put six people online. It is being released June 16th, so be on the lookout for us be streaming and playing that.
We can get some crossplay on that. Shane Earl would probably want to get back in on that mode, too. I mean, does it play like Turtles in Time?
It plays just like an old school Ninja Turtles game. So,
It's a wrap then. We good.
of course, they showed Humankind, which is an alternate take on Civilization for PC players. No interest in that whatsoever. And they showed us for the anime fans, which I don't care for this anime, but I respect it for what it is. The One Piece Odyssey, they showed us gameplay and the first looked at the environment and stuff. It was very anime interesting. Anime
still going on. I mean, like, is it going to be like a fighter? Because
this is a true JRPG.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder, didn't Fairy Tail do that not that long ago?
Fairy Tail did it. Like, it was something like that, but it was more like an action.
Turn-based. Oh, action.
Yeah. Then we got Soul Hackers 2. which looks very interesting. This, like I said, the trailer reviewed the English voice cast. And if you don't know anything about Atlas, go check out the mini games they got. This will not be the first time we're talking about Atlas on this podcast, and this won't be the last time, because later on, when it comes to the Microsoft thing, we'll be talking about them again. And of course, they released a Capcom Arcade second stadium of all of the classic arcade games on one disc. So anybody who wants their Saturday Night Slam, Street Fighters, Darkstalkers and stuff like that, pick this up. It's July 22nd. And the one game that actually made me go, oh my God, I knew this game was in development. I'm excited for this one. Metal Hellsingers.
Hell yeah.
You need to watch the trailer of it. It's like Doom, but it's a rhythm game. And, and everything... And all the music is by famous metal bands.
Okay.
They got Serge Tankian. They got Tatiana from Tatiana from the band from Ukraine.
Ginger?
Ginger, yes. They have Courtney from Spirit Box in it.
Oh, okay. Hey, all right, nah.
They have Matt Heafy from Trivium. They got a bunch of these metal singers to come in and do tracks for this game. It looks very fucking awesome. It's like Doom, man, but it's a rhythm game. And Pat, look, man, one day I might get into One Piece. I might not. And
One Piece is so long, bro.
Like, they actually announced that they're starting the final saga, trying to end it all.
It's gonna be fucking 15 years.
So
Kingdom Hearts 5 will come out.
So, like I said, it's got Serge Tankian, it's got Matt Heafy, it's got Randy Blythe, Tatiana, Courtney, and everybody like that under the sun in this Metal Hellsingers game. The demo is out now if you want to try it. It's only for next-gen consoles and PC, so that's a big downfall about this game. But I understand it because I think they're using the Unreal Engine 5, and most consoles nowadays can't handle that. It's supposed to come out September 15th. Nightingale, they showed off. When they first showed Nightingale, I was kind of interested, but now that they actually showed off that it's survive, build your colony, build this, do that. And I was like, okay, I'm out. Crafting games. But it still looks interesting. That's one of the games where you and your buddy could probably go take over a portal and build a huge ass fucking metropolis and live in it. Not for me, though. Next up, they showed the Saints Row boss factory, where you customize your own character. They actually went as far as to show that you can customize anything. If you're a Saints Row fan, this is for you. I'm not a Saints Row fan. Xander, are you a Saints Row fan?
No.
All right.
I heard that some people were like iffy about it, though. I don't know. I really don't get why, because I guess it's Saints Row. I mean, you know, I always said that Grand Theft Auto was better. Like, Saints Row was cool at first, but then I think it just kind of became a parody of itself. Like, it got a little bit too ridiculous.
Pac-Man says the final side of it is 42 years away from Indy. Then Meg's like, I bet Shane would love Saints Row.
He probably wouldn't, because he's way too... He's way too like involved with Grand Theft Auto. You probably hate Saints Row. You'd be like, it's a ripoff, which is what a lot of people kind of thought it was at first. Like, I think it had its place, but yeah, it's just.
And then we're going to be looking at probably one of the best horror games or psychological horror games that's going to be coming out, Layers of Fears.
Ah, the next Layer of Fear games.
Yeah. But not only this does have Blooper Team on this development of the game, and it's set in the Victorian era, and it looks so outstanding. You know, Blooper Team did The Medium, they did Blair Witch, so we know this is going to bring the psychological horror to this, and I'm excited.
Yeah, I think, like, didn't you and Sam play it or something?
I beat Layers of Fear 1 a long time ago, and then he wanted to sit down and play the first one, so me and him played the first one.
Yeah, and I made a second one.
I got the second one, I just never played it.
So this would be the third one, isn't it? Yeah, I've seen some gameplay for it. I mean, it looks pretty cool. Kind of like some, I guess it's kind of like the Portrait of Dorian Gray, but I guess more twisted.
And of course, we talked about Gotham Knights already. If you ever played Warhammer Vermintide 2 or Vermintide or Vermintide 2, then you already know Warhammer 40K Dark Tide is going to be the one you're going to want to play, because that is a more of a sci-fi type game where you and your buddies can sit together and survive the hordes and do objectives and stuff. Vermintide 2 was cool. Vermintide 1 was cool, but it got like repetitive quick. And then we move on to we're gonna move on to Naughty Dog, and they announced that they're making a Last of Us multiplayer game, and it's supposed
the second one?
It's its own game now, and it's gonna be co-op with its own story and everything. But
why?
I don't know. This is what Neil Druckmann said, but he says he does not have any part to do in this one at all. This is
supposed to make everybody be like, yay!
This is being taken over by the people who did the Uncharted.
Let me guess, Lost Legacy.
I guess so. It's been headed up by that team.
Okay.
So it might be interesting enough to try it out.
For the people who did like the game on the second one, they have been wondering about the multiplayer for a good minute. Because, I mean, the first multiplayer was actually fairly good. It was one of the only games online that I played for a while. So I know that people were looking forward to it. Factions is what it was called. But you're trying to say that now they're actually going to make like a story version of Factions?
I guess so. It's just a multiplayer game that has its own story. It has nothing to do with Neil Druckmann. It's going to take place in another part of the United States.
You think they're going to try to do like a Division sort of situation with it?
I don't know. He didn't really allude to anything much to it. He just said it's one of those that you can play with your friends.
Which means he doesn't probably, he ain't got a real say on it, I guess.
I guess that's a good thing.
I guarantee what didn't happen is that Sony heard people complaining about not getting the Factions. And they just probably took the reins. Like, he probably didn't want anything to do with it because of the whole thing that happened. I understand.
Moving on, they also announced that The Last of Us, the HBO TV show, is about to be finished up filming. They gave us the first look at a picture of it where it's
that guy that's playing in everything else, Pedro Pascal
and Bella Ramsey, and it's in one of the most iconic places in the game, which is the museum in the first beginning of the game. It looks interesting enough, but only time will tell how this HBO did this adaptation of The Last of Us. Will I watch it? Probably not, because Neil Druckmann directed one episode.
I mean, in all honesty, I feel like that's what he probably wanted to do from the beginning.
Yeah, and then we're moving on to what ended out Game Fest for the third-party developers was Last of Us Part 1.
Yeah, I feel like that was their big explosion. Like, oh, wait, guys, the remake of the remake. Like, great.
And at first I thought it was a remake, but it's just a facelift of the original game, but part one added to it.
It does look like that. Like, actually, once I watched the fucking trailer, but you know there's going to be some sort of retcon.
I honestly, from how Neil talked about it, he said this is just part one, facelift. They had to do some reanimations for it and stuff.
Uh-huh. Reanimation.
But they never brought the original voice out. They never brought Troy and Ashley back. They said everything is every line and everything will be in the game from the original. There was nothing new about it. They're just pretty much just giving it a HD remake.
Yeah, just giving it the same coat of paint that they had from second game. Well, see, when they say reanimation, Jerry's going to be in that hole now. Like, Abby's dad, who was never a part of the damn game in the first one, that whole entire way
he was in the first, he was one of the doctor's joke killers at the end.
We watched the game, James. That dude was another shade of color. Jerry is a plump face looking nice white dude with blue eyes in the second game. In the first game, there is nobody who looks like him in that mug at all. Like, we know what happened. That's what reanimation is. They're going to probably, like, change him to look like the Jerry from 2, which is cool, I guess. Good. Got to retcon it somehow.
Yeah, I wrote my... What game was it y'all were talking about whenever I stepped away? I'm trying to remember. Oh, we were talking about the Mount of Pridiago or whatever. No, the Callisto Protocol.
Mang wants to know, Shane, how'd you feel about the Saints Row reveal?
We'll talk about it because I did write something down for that. This is what I do want to say. First and foremost, for Saints Row, is if they've kind of grown into their own. Obviously, over time, they have kind of become, like, we know that they're not gunning for Grand Theft Auto's spot. It felt that way for sure. The game was also a lot different when it first started.
I think when it first came out, people were kind of looking at Saints Row like, I remember people saying this, like, it's so much better, bro. Grand Theft Auto's 4 is so serious. Saints Row is fun.
Those are the kind of people that are like, I don't know how young boy is better than Drake. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's you don't even understand.
You're being a contrarian just to be a contrarian.
And you don't even realize it. But I will say that it's a great. It looks like it'll be fun. Sure. The thing is, it's like this is something I did see a lot of with a lot of the games that were announced. Is it's like a little bit more of the same thing, you know, but like polished a little bit better, you know, with a different title on it. That game, I will say that it's impressive how they lean into the fourth wall. And it's like, no, bro, we really have all kinds of different customizations. Like they know that it's just some, you know, a game. They lean into the fact that it's a game. And I don't know. I was like, this looks good, but I didn't do too much digging because literally watching trailers all day. I am curious to know, like, all that customization for... What, like, are we going to, like, ramp up the online capability? Like, is it going to be more stuff that we can do online with other people? That's what I'm saying. Like, it needs to have an very expansive online thing if you're going to have all this customization, because I don't want to do it just to take pictures and post online.
That's probably what it's going to be. But they're probably going to try to, I don't know, maybe bring some competition to Grand Theft Auto 5's multiplayer.
By the way, man, if you like that sound alert, that is from one of the boss battles in Persona 5.
Speaking of Persona.
damn. Not yet. I mean, we're not technically there yet
where it's even worth talking about, but.
The Shin Megami Tensei Soul Hackers.
The Soul Hackers is not even part of the Shin Megami Tensei. It's just.
Oh, okay.
It's its own thing. It does look good. But. Is there anything from that day that really interested you, Shane, before we move on?
That day was the – which day again?
Thursday. It was the third-party developer.
Okay, so let me ask you. Do you know what game that they started out with first when they promoted it?
Callisto Protocol.
Callisto Protocol.
What was second? Because I'm just trying to make sure I'm not running off into – because I have two different lists from several different – I have lists from separate videos that I watched that were from different events. And I just don't want to start going off. Did this one have Gungrave in it?
No.
Okay. Well, don't worry about it. I'm not sure what other games it was, but
I've been hearing about that a lot.
Yeah.
It had the Protocol. It had Stormgate. It had Alien Dark Descent.
Okay. Yeah. I've got
Modern Warfare 2.
I definitely don't care about that at all. Like, because it's like we're going to be hearing about that anyway. Like, it's not even worth wasting any energy on unless we just want to talk about Call of Duty as a whole. Like, sure, it looks cool. It's got that feel that when they're doing the commercials and stuff, they hit all the key points. They make sure they mention Iran, China, Russia, and it could be us. You know what I'm saying? Like, they kind of cover the whole basis of, like, yeah, man, it could be this war could go on anywhere because we're running out of actual places to have it.
Actually, Shane, did you see the Metal Hellsinger?
The Metal Hellsinger. I don't know if I did see that.
Watch the trailer of that. It's pretty much like Doom, but a rhythm game that's got all these famous metal musicians working together to come up with the soundtrack for it.
That actually sounds kind of cool. But no, Alien Dark Descent. I will say this. I like top-down, like, multiplayer games like that. I don't know what the actual name of it is, but, like, that Diablo-style, you know, ultimate.
You're fucking geek, dude.
I don't play games like that often because I don't have anybody to play them with. But, like...
You don't particularly have to play those games with people.
I don't like to play games like that by myself.
Okay. Well,
that Alien Dark Descent is a single-player game only.
Alien Dark Descent. Well, then what's the one that I just saw? Is that the top-down game?
Yeah.
So that's one player?
Yeah.
That's whack. Why?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I just assume...
Because RTSs don't particularly... You don't need to have other people to play them with.
Yeah, you don't need to. You don't have to have it, but that seems like everything else these days. Look, it's fine. I guess it's not. If people think that that game will do well, then good for them. But I just would have assumed that it was going to be like...
Dude, if it's good, it will burn up some stuff.
So what do you think about the Shredder's Revenge?
I'm down to that. Please don't tell me that's one player.
No, it goes up to six people.
We try again on that.
I saw they had Casey Jones on there. I was like, holy shit, dude. I was like, this is great. I did see that though. I was excited. I was looking forward to bringing that up. Be like, let's go, Alex. This is it, man. It's our time.
Turtles and time.
Turtles and time, man.
But yeah, that sucks about Aliens Dark Descent, but I'm sure somebody will enjoy playing it. Someone will enjoy paying $40 or $50 for it to play by themselves.
People love XCOM and stuff like that. Like I said, some of those games are pretty badass.
Yeah, and to be fair, I don't know anything about...
You're on something. Right, mate.
I don't know anything about the Alien franchise, so outside of that, I'm, you know, it's wow. Weird. I never watched them.
I don't think I probably when I was like young.
Miss Turtles.
I don't know if this fits into that category of what we were talking about, but what about that routine game?
It looked all right. Like,
I thought it looked kind of scary, bro. I mean, it just looked like what was that? That was the one that was like futuristic. I guess he's walking down the escalators or whatever, and that fucking robot comes up.
Yeah. It's like iRobot without Will Smith. No, I'm joking. That's what it kind of reminded me of.
iRobot with a I don't know if this was the same. I'm thinking that this was the same one. Was One Piece in this thing? Yes. The new One Piece game. I thought that looked cool. I mean, I thought it was cool that it wasn't just a fighting game.
Yeah, we talked about that while you was gone.
Okay, yeah.
We talked about Gotham Knights.
I was just going to say, with Gotham Knights, because this list that I have right now is, I'm pretty confident this was the same one of the games that y'all were talking about from that day or whatever. But Gotham Knights, yeah, it's kind of like more of the same of the other Gotham games, but like you get to play with other characters.
And it's co-op, and it's... So basically,
like, what is coming of that? You know, like, we get to run around the same city for the sixth time, and we get to have
you get to do it with your friends this time.
That's fair. I mean, that plays into, you know, what I would say, and it is cool that it's like you get new fighters, and it's kind of like an addition to that same cheesy story. Like, the people who bought all the other ones will buy this game as well. So
he is tripping, ain't he?
I mean, really, dude. I played three of them Gotham games, and they were almost the exact same freaking games.
But yeah,
it is.
Arkham Asylum was more of a horror.
Sure. Game. And then they had three more games.
Arkham Origins was basically like a reskin of City, but the story was great. Arkham City was Arkham City. Arkham Knight was Arkham Knight. They were all great. I don't know what else to tell you.
They were good games, but they peaked. I mean, they had a ceiling. There was definitely a ceiling there.
Yeah, and Arkham Knight.
Man, your opinion is not valid. I'm sorry, sir. Shane does not speak the truth.
That's fair. That's fine. I mean, that's the beauty of you know, not all agreeing about the same things. I'm not saying it just to be a contrarian either, though. I enjoyed the games. The first one was great. By the second one, I was like, I don't know how I feel about this. And then the guy I was borrowing from, he took it back eventually anyway. And then I played.
See, that's what it was. The dude done borrowed it from. He took it back. You didn't get.
I didn't give you no ammo. I ended up playing the next one. And I played it for like 3 or 4 days, and I'm like, I'm good on this, man. Like
you should have, you should have just played it as it was. But I mean, all right, we gonna move on.
We can. Yeah, there's no reason to dwell on that. There's plenty of games, plenty of other things for us to argue about.
It's like Spider-Man. Ain't nothing changing. But I mean,
it's like, does it need to?
What exactly does it need to? I mean, it's if the formula's not broken, why break the formula? Why fix it?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean it's all good. I'm not saying that they have to change it. I get what
Shane's saying though, because I mean if it is more or less the same, they do have to make some improvements. But I mean each
and they did. That's what this game.
Yeah, the Arkham games actually did make improvements, but I don't know about this one. Like it'll be worth seeing what happens at the end.
Well, see, what really got my interest about Gotham Knight is why you're off doing one part of why you're doing one mission over here. Somebody else can be over here doing a mission that will affect how your other missions will come out.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, I ain't playing with no incompetent son of a bitch. Like,
that's going to lead to problems and all. Yeah. People going to be.
Yeah, you better be glad we're not on the same couch, you piece of shit.
I got to go stop Two-Face from robbing the bank again. Goddamn. The Riddler's throwing trophies everywhere.
Oh, quit playing on difficult mode. Quit playing on hard mode, you piece of shit.
But yeah, sum up Thursday for me was kind of a snooze fest in a way. Besides like a couple little interesting titles here and there, it was interesting enough, but still a snooze fest for me. I don't know how the other two feel. But now we're gonna talk about the state of play that
damn y'all even did y'all talk about Street Fighter?
Yeah.
Oh, I just wasn't here. I'm sorry. I figured Street Fighter would have been a longer
Hey, we ain't gonna be running it back.
That's cool. Night. That's fine. I'm just making sure y'all talked about it. I mean, because
we can talk about Street Fighter with the state of play too, because I also showed it there.
Yeah, like Street Fighter was all over the place.
I do want to ask y'all before we move on, since there was so many of these other games. Did you guys? Okay, what did you think about Retreat to Enin? Was that on that list?
The hell was that?
No, it wasn't on the list.
Never mind. Fuck it. Do you guys know what game I'm talking about? Did y'all see that trailer? Okay. But I had a nice little write up for it. I thought I kind of was making fun of it. It's like, oh, another crafting survival game. I was like, though this one seems a bit unique. Rather than building a three-story mud huts and eating raw chicken, you can build a Silicon Valley meditation dome and with solar panels. Not for me, but someone
like the hipster survival game.
I said, not for me, but someone will enjoy wasting 189 hours building a place for Jack Dorsey to plan his next philanthropic virtue building experience.
Oh, well, bro, there you go, crap. Meg. That sounds like Meg.
You talking crap about your own folks, though, bro.
That's different. That's some different shit.
So this is metal, right? This is metaverse y'all talking so much.
The game looks good. You know what I'm saying? It looks like a good game. But I'm telling, like, aside from that, there's nothing that makes me want to play a game like that.
If they make an NFT of it, we'll see.
Suck it, dude. Tell me what y'all need. To tell me something else before we get off out of here. Off of this thing? What is to be known about this Return to Moria Lord of the Rings game? Because I couldn't figure
it's
out
like
what
a bunch was of like kind of looks like the Hobbit movies.
Okay, it kind of looks like shit too, though. Like I don't know.
It's a crafting survival.
Oh god.
Yeah.
Of course it is, dude. Like man.
Yeah.
But see, you want to know something? We talking a hell of a lot of crap about this type of stuff, but I mean, there's probably somebody who's watching this who loved this type of gameplay 20 years ago who's like, finally, they're probably like 50 years old, like, Jesus Christ, they're finally making stuff for us. And you know what? I'm cool for that. No good.
Yeah, there's clearly a market for it.
People love that type of game. It's not for me. It's not for y'all two either.
No.
So, of course, we're going to shit on it, but it did look cool. It's probably gonna be a game that people pick up and play, and they're probably gonna either love it or hate it. So
I appreciate it, but like, we're getting too close to having to survive these days in real life.
From Shane's perspective, he's probably mad about because it's a damn Lord of the Rings. It's like such a waste of Lord of the Rings.
That's kind of true. I mean, like you're wasting IP without a doubt. Like it's like
well, I mean, we had Shadow of Mordor, so I mean,
and they also got the new Golem game coming out.
A new Gollum game? You play as Gollum?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's great. I was waiting on that. Let me tell you.
Precious being the player crackhead. Yeah, okay.
One last thing. Midnight Suns.
Yeah, we talked about it. Like I said, I think it looks cool. I like the whole, I guess, dark Marvel thing that they got going, but the card thing kind of killed it for me.
I love how Lilla just follows, like, grabs Venom and turns him into a fucking bull. And I was like, that's it. Yeah. I don't care about anything else, but that I'm not going to play it. I'm not going to play it at all. But I was like, that's cool. Yeah. That's interesting. I'll watch somebody play it. But
yeah, it's like, to me, if they would have kept it like classic Ultimate Alliance, I would have been there 100%. But now it's just kind of like, I don't know.
I feel you. I mean, I thought it was interesting. It honestly, like a lot of those kind of games, to my point earlier, is like if I see a game, like I have to know that the collective being like my friend group will like it as well, because then I know I'll have somebody to play this game with. Like we'll go do whatever we got to do to have, you know.
Well, fuck
to make
it. I mean, you don't need us to play it. I mean, like that's what. No, like dude, I've always been by myself.
I'm always too much. I'll give up. I need somebody to help encourage me to continue playing. Like, I know it sounds weak. I would rather have like a phone game or something if I'm going to have to play by myself, or Grand Theft Auto or UFC. And I don't even like playing Grand Theft Auto by myself. I don't want to play my friends in UFC though, because I ain't trying to do that to them. It's disrespectful.
You talk a lot of crap, man, and I told you what was up. All right, let's move on.
What really started off Game Pass this year was State of Play, and they opened it up with probably something that did not need to be remade, but it looked fucking fantastic anyway, and I'm excited.
I don't know who asked for it, but I think it looks great.
James already know how I feel about that. I said out of all of them, I didn't understand the point of trying to remake the latest. Well, I guess now the latest Resident Evil game is to be the first person view ones, but 4.
Yeah, we're talking.
What's wrong with 4?
We're talking about Resident Evil 4. It's coming out on Xbox Series, PlayStation 5, and PC. It's using the Unreal Engine 5. It looks like they're actually going to change up some of the story details about it, because we can actually see the Leon actually getting his mission from the president himself, as the president guy, like Soul Zone.
Yeah, it looks like it's somebody was talking about it. It looks like it's like a little bit. It's a little bit after the Netflix show Infinite Darkness,
right?
And probably right after Umbrella Chronicles. And see, that to me would have been, if they can put those and find a way to like play that into it, then that would be great, because it's just an expansion of the story. I'll be 100% cool with that, even if it is just through cutscenes.
But I hope they change up. I hope they kind of like do like the gameplay from 2.
Shit.
I hate tank controls, man. I hate those controls.
4 isn't tank controls.
It sure like as hell one, almost was.
One through 3 was tank controls. Like that static.
Four and five had those tank controls.
Yeah, okay. Like four and five. I mean, well, 4 is stiff. It's stiff. And I guess in comparison to something like 6 or 5 or something like that. But I mean, overall, it ain't. I want them to keep the action. Like, keep it as action packed, while at the same time keeping it as tense as 4. Keep it all in the same sort of thing. I don't want it to be like the 2 remake when we had to shoot somebody and a piece of their face falls off like 5 times. Like, that was a bit. I like 2, but at the same time, it's like, in order to appease the people that like the original 2, they had to make it, I guess, a little bit kind of sort of tedious and hard in certain spaces. Even though I beat Remake 2 like probably like 3 or 4 fucking times since I loved it, but like I said, I kind of want the action from 4 to stay in 4.
It looks interesting enough. It finally showed Ada towards the end of it. And it showed Alex like actually walking around, so it looks like we might get a little gameplay segment of her. Brought back the reimagining of the village itself, or the community place. I like how they brought back the school, so you know that's a danger area. They didn't really show any of the bosses. The main villain guy, he looks like he's doing something to Kennedy in it.
Lord
Salazar was his name.
Yeah, it looks very interesting. This is on my 2 playlist when it comes out. It's going to be one of the reasons why I pick up a PS5.
I might put it down immediately afterwards, but I will pick it up.
It just looks fantastic. I don't know about y'all.
I'm at my list for that, and this was whenever I first watched it. I've just put underneath it, I was like, hey, dope. Like this is dope. I'm probably not ever going to play it for any reasons particularly, but that was always my, as I've said on the show before, Resident Evil 4 was the, you know, the one that kind of introduced me to the, I knew about the games, but I had never played them prior to that moment. That was a
I think for most people in our age group, that's what it was. Like, because I mean, it was our Resident Evil. Like Resident Evil 4 through, I guess, maybe 6 was kind of our trilogy.
That's true. And you know what, man? I'm pretty sure like it didn't come out for PlayStation at first, did it? Didn't it come out for GameCube?
GameCube. And then it got ported over to all the other consoles.
Yeah. I don't even know if it got ported over to Xbox, did it?
I don't think it did.
No, it was popping on PlayStation 2.
But then they announced Resident Evil 8 VR, which was cool. I'd rather seen some DLC.
Yeah.
Yeah, that free DLC they were talking about.
Yeah, I'd rather see DLC. They did say that they're still working on the DLC. They're just hoping that the 4 and the VR will hold them over until they're actually able to complete that DLC.
Hey, I'm good, bro. I love the DLC from 7, so hey, I mean.
And then they show Street Fighter 6.
Getting the game. What the fuck?
I don't understand why they would go all this time. Like, these games only come out so often. Why the hell don't they ever let Lupe Fiasco do a song for the soundtrack?
Is that better, Scratchy?
Just let Lupe do the soundtrack or do a song on the soundtrack. Lupe Fiasco has been championing that game for so long, and he's a pretty well-known guy, right?
This is a very autistic rant.
Of course, it's got to be. I'm just tired of hearing the motherfucker talk about it. No, I'm joking. Like, nah, listen, I don't care about
here's
that.
Here's a list of everything Lupe Fiasco.
They should take his song, put it on there, and not pay him.
All right. Thank you for the shout outs in the chat.
Looking at it for what it is, I mean, I guess it looks all right, but I haven't given a damn about Street Fighter since Street Fighter 4.
Damn, dude, I didn't realize that you were so removed.
Yeah, I can give a fuck about Street Fighter myself.
I
have interest in.
I would play it just like any other fighting game. I'll play it with my friends if we're all together, but like my interest is gone after about 45 minutes.
You already know the person from the friend group who's probably going to buy it. You already know the next time everybody meets up, we'll probably play it and be high and drunk while playing.
Timothy has probably pre-ordered it already.
Yeah, you already know.
Like, Timothy has a pre-order. I tried hitting him up about maybe coming on and talking about some of this with us, but he is a coward and he did not reply to my message. So,
coward. All right. Wow. And then they announced that Spider-Man was going to PC. So finally, the PC players would get a little bit of the sweet Spider-Man action. It's good to see that PlayStation is kind of becoming friendly with the PC now.
Yeah.
After that, they announced a game that has my attention that is also going to PC, so I'll play it on PC. It's called Eterna Knights. It's like, oh my God. It's a dating waifu simulator game with action, basically. Oh. There we go.
I think the way you hesitated.
You were like, oh, no.
I think I know which one you're talking about, because if it is the one I'm thinking of, because I didn't put names of the games on here, but I said anime, not for me. I said I'm a different level of bro, so I don't know what the actual content of that game was that I was talking about.
It's like your standard JRPG action game, but it also has a Danny Sim built into it. It looks interesting. I'm going to try it out because it looks like it's my type of game.
Make fun of me
if you want.
Hey, have fun, dude. It's all good. I watch half-naked men beat each other up all day when I play video games. So it's literally just half-naked men all day.
And then they close it off with probably one of the best reveal trailers for a Final Fantasy game in a long time. And that was Final Fantasy 16.
It was like they have just summons fighting each other.
Listen, that was the only thing I liked about that. And maybe the fighting system looked kind of like.
That's the question I got about. Like, at certain points during the fights, it seems like they break off into. They have like life bars.
It looks like it's going down, dude. It looks like they're actually fighting.
It's very cinematic.
oh my god! Like
it looked like they were trying to do like the whole entire like Devil May Cry with the combat feel to it.
Too. Yes, let's
go.
And I like how the people turn into the Titans as well. Like that was very interesting. It looks like you're going to play as Ifrit as well through this whole entire thing. I was like, all right, this is another reason why I want to get a PlayStation 5 was because of this game. And I honestly have a really sneaky suspicion that way Square is being buddy-buddy with PlayStation at the moment, that more exclusives are going to go that way. And probably one of the biggest franchises that me and Alex play a lot is going to be only an exclusive to that console, and that it's Kingdom Hearts. I feel like Kingdom Hearts 4 is going to be an exclusive.
You think they're going to go back exclusive?
It might be. It'd probably be like a time exclusive, like how they're trying to say Final Fantasy 7 is, but we don't know. But I got that really sneaking suspicion that that's how it's going to be.
This conversation is a conversation we've been having for years, and we're going to keep having it for years. It's all going to depend on whether or not they decide to just get over themselves and stop trying to whether they decide to be buddy buddy or they decide to continue the console wars. Because I mean, the thing is somebody's going to disappear if they keep trying to go aggressive takeover, if you will. It doesn't matter.
Because, at this point, it's like console wars, in my fucking opinion, is kind of like dead. I mean,
it should be.
If people want to hold on to it, then fuck it, they can. But
yeah,
for the most part, I think it's just kind of like if you have whatever the hell you want to play the game on, then you can play it. Like for me, Kingdom Hearts will always be on PlayStation because that's what I originally played it on.
Right. Right. Yeah. And then to me, I wouldn't be offended by that. I think it was a lucky break that I was able to get Kingdom Hearts 3 on the Xbox. So I'm not that game specifically, I'm not offended. But I understand that if Square just started doing all of their stuff 100% back on PlayStation, like no.
Nah, because they want money, bro. Like, I don't think anybody's just going to completely.
I don't know. Like Square just sold off its some of its Western studios to begin with.
And yeah, I saw it. I was disappointed about
that. And that money's, I think, is going to hold them over. And they're going to see how Final Fantasy 16 does.
You know what they did it for some damn NFTs or something.
Hey, Square, man. I don't question
what right after that fucking, the shit crashed. But at the same time, I think what it was that, like, they were kind of disappointed. Like, if you saw the ones that they sold off, it was Deus Ex, and then it was the Tomb Raider. Yeah. And it's like, I guess they felt like they didn't get what they wanted to get from those franchises. Because, I mean, Mankind, Deus Ex Mankind, I think that was the latest one. It wasn't up to par where they wanted it to be. And I think the latest Tomb Raider game wasn't up to par either. Even though I think that trilogy was actually really good.
Yeah. But overall, to me, they had a decent state of play. I just wish it was longer, and I wish they would have shown a little bit more. But of course, we know Sony has their own big thing coming up in August or July or something like that.
They'll probably hold it out till then.
So we'll be talking about that when we see that. Hey, Jimmy, about that. Yeah.
I don't want to cut you off or divulge too far back, but I did have a bone to pick with the fact that Final Fantasy, just before we get out of here with that conversation, Final Fantasy has also taken on the Vikings approach. I don't know if you guys noticed that or not.
But, they
were like a part of that had like kind of that Norse type, Yule feeling, if that makes sense.
Well, what they did is, as you noticed, the last one, Final Fantasy 15, had a more of a modern day approach to it.
It did.
They're going back to their roots, and their roots is a fantasy style. And yes, it might have some Vikings and stuff in that, but Final Fantasy 1-3 and basically 1-6 had that kind of style to it anyway.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, I think it's tight though. Like, it's cool because of the fact that, especially you pointing that out to me, because I never really thought about that, about the older games.
I was like, that was confusing for me, Shane. What the fuck?
I don't know.
Like, James is trying to save you, and I'm sitting up here like, we watched the same thing.
Not everybody has played those first few Final Fantasy games. So, yeah. Including myself. But so when you think about the fact that they have, my thought process was everybody's doing Vikings these days.
But like, these are all Japanese people, Shane. Like, this isn't Nordic folks. Like, did you guys watch the trailer? This isn't Assassin's.
Yeah. Yes, that's exactly when I first saw the very first trailer. I was like, finally, they're going back to that fantasy, that old medieval theme, which basically what they're doing, which they needed to do. Like, I get Final Fantasy VII, Final Fantasy through 7 through freaking 15 without the MMOs were all like futuristic games. That's cool. 7 really pulled it off. 8 pulled it off. 9 kind of had like that fantasy.
Yeah, 9 went back to the fantasy. Yeah. 12 was kind of a weird position.
10 and 10 2 was, hey, let's go play this freaking game in space or water, whatever it was. And then 12 was fucking Star Wars.
12 was weird. Yeah.
It seems like they just go through so much different stuff. And the only reason I said that about the Vikings thing was because it's weird to see that I never realized that Final Fantasy did the same thing that everybody else did. You know what I'm saying?
What?
I'm not trying to argue with you guys. I was just trying to make all I was just saying was I thought it was
everybody does what Final Fantasy does, bro. Okay. Like, it's too old.
Now, never mind. I didn't realize that you were just caping for Final Fantasy.
No, really. I'm just trying to figure out what is the Viking stuff coming in, because I watched the trailer.
It has that vibe. Okay, it kind of had that vibe.
It wasn't the whole trailer.
He had some fur on his
wasn't coat. The whole trailer or anything. But it's okay.
But if anything, it had like the Game of Thrones vibe to it too. Anyways,
sure, yeah. Like, and it made sense. And a really positive thing that I had, I thought it was epic as fuck that they had all of the summons. Where like it's like the whole game revolves around these fucking those actual creatures, and that's cool because you've seen them all throughout different games and that whole universe. I thought that was awesome.
All right, we're gonna move on to today, and that was the Xbox Bethesda game show, and I actually gotta say I was impressed with what they showed off. Starting off, let me pull up my phone. I made a list.
Showed a lot of stuff.
At least all the ones that I was really interested in. They showed off Starfield at the very end. So let's go ahead and talk about this and get this one knocked out.
Wait, which one?
Starfield.
This was supposed to be the one. And I told James this. I was like, dude, this is what they're gonna think is this is their Last of Us. It looks like
Skyrim in fucking space.
Nah, it looks like a better version of what's the name of that damn game that Shane talks about sometimes?
No Man's Sky.
Yeah, No Man's Sky. It looks like No Man's Sky, but you know, a better budget and everything. But which is what I will say about this, is it seems like Bethesda's finally, because we talked about this, they use that damn Microsoft money.
Yes,
they finally gotten off of that old busted freaking engine that they've been using for years now. So it's like, I'm happy to see that they're actually moving forward and, you know, going into new exciting places. But
you worried?
I'm not going to play it. Like, yeah, I'll watch somebody play it. Yeah. Or,
Shane,
you know,
how do you feel about it, Shane?
Look, this is the game. Now, listen, I'm going to be blunt here. I did not like Fallout 4. Okay. I have probably put in a total of 20 hours in Skyrim in my entire life.
I became a werewolf and I cut that bitch off.
Yeah, I'm done. This is too realistic. But it's like, I don't play those games, but I think they're awesome. Like, it's the game that you like hope that one day you could be the kind of guy who would go home and put in hours on this game. I just never.
I don't.
I know. Not say. I'm just saying.
I beat Fallout 3.
A lot of people play those games, but it was just.
Yeah, they do.
New Vegas was the one I liked.
Yeah, see?
That was the one that everybody liked. Like, that was.
Look, Starfield looks very interesting. It looks like what Mass Effect, like it looks like Mass Effect, but Bethesda style to me. Yeah. Without the whole entire Reapers and stuff coming in, all right,
which is boring.
There's over 1,000 planets that you can explore. That's what we know of right now.
Jesus Christ.
Each planet's supposed to have different life.
This is. I want to read y'all what I wrote about it earlier today.
Go ahead.
Oh, I said it says Stanfield, but I guess it corrected. I said it seems rather expansive. probably pretty expensive to make. And I said, I wonder if it's just more real, a more realistic No Man's Sky. Didn't see the full trailer. Would probably be fun with friends if that's possible. Of course, me saying that about everything. And I said,
seems to be the common thread.
It could also just be more of the same, just in space. LOL. Seriously, potential to be the next big thing. And I figured it. I said that because of the fact that they went on about it. You know, they every a couple of games they would find one that they would.
What it is is people's been having Starfield in their sights for a long time.
Yeah.
And ever since it got announced, people was like, "This is what's going to save Bethesda."
Yeah.
And stuff like that, and we just.
I mean,
it was supposed to come out this year and it got pushed back. So
people who are fans of Bethesda and who desperately needed them to be saved, they are probably, you know, crying tears of joy because it actually doesn't look all that bad. And like for Shane, you know, I think that you would possibly like it because I know that you were talking a lot about No Man's Sky and how you wanted somebody to play it with. This looks like a better version of No Man's Sky.
It does.
Like, hopefully it does not end up like No Man's Sky, though. Oh, well, that's it, Jane.
But no, but even still, maybe it's a good game for me to play by myself when it comes out. You know what I'm saying? It's not like
you have Game Pass, don't you?
Yeah.
There you go.
So much stuff going out for Game Pass.
There you go. Yeah. And then they announced Arkane's new game, Redfall.
Deathloop 2 mixed with fucking Overwatch.
Redfall is the vampire one.
Yeah, I saw it.
It's like Crafty said earlier when he was watching it with me and why does that work? He pretty much was like Left 4 Dead 3 or Left 4 Dead 4. Looks interesting. I wouldn't mind playing this with some people, but I like vampires, so
I'll pass. It looks I'm kind of getting sick of the whole like cartoony written by Josh Whedon bullshit. Where it's like this is Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Like the girl is cracking jokes the whole time. I guess she's weird.
Back for blood.
God dang it.
That was one of the ones they announced. They announced several Forza games as well.
Oh, the truth.
They announced Motorsports. Motorsports. It looks beautiful. I'm not gonna lie. Like it. They use
those
that
total. Games push the graphical boundaries of everything. They driving real cars now, bro. It's not even a game.
They actually use a lot of what do you want to call that word in that game to get that fucking aesthetic feel to it. It is gorgeous.
Yeah. Shane, wasn't there a list you had told us about where it was like Forza was the number one game or something? What outsold everything?
Oh my god, dude.
The latest one.
Yeah, bullshit. I don't remember what the exact list was though, but it wasn't for like all time or anything. But this Forza game was at the top of this list, and I was like, "How the hell does this shit?" But I guess they just buy it in so many countries, and that's why they sell so many like different versions of the game.
It's the truth.
Oh yeah, so the Motorsports one is actually like on the track, and then of course the whatever the other one was, whatever the one that's out right now,
you're coming out the Hot Wheels.
Yeah, it's got the Hot Wheels track to it, which looks it looks interesting. I'm not gonna lie, like I'm glad to see that they're trying something different and the Hot Wheels. That whole entire Hot Wheel track setup looked fucking interesting, like something you would try to build as a fucking kid.
Oh, of course,
it looks interesting. Like I would play it.
I would play it long, no challenges or anything for like hours, just riding around on some shit like that.
Yeah. That was very.
I think I also just want to say real quick. I think we are going to definitely revisit Redfall, but I think that game is a game that people are going to be playing in about 2 years, like hardcore. I promise.
People said the same shit about Deathloop and fucking.
I mean, you might be right.
Overwatch.
It just to me, it seemed like it looked like one of those games. I said, it just looked like
to me. I think the story of it is cool. Like I think that's the interesting part about it. But if they fall way too heavy on the multiplayer, I don't know if it's going to last or not. Because there's too many other games that are like.
You can do the single player. You can do a single player with AIs.
See, and that would be fun. I hope there's a story. Like you actually get to hear a story.
That's what I'm saying. It actually has to be like a fucking campaign, and not just
it's a campaign.
Me and my friends are running around.
Like there's definitive ending. You know, like it's just like you've got these seven different missions that go for like eight levels.
Yeah, because that's my point about like if it at its worst, it's going to be like Deathloop, and eventually people ain't going to give a shit about it. At the best, it could be the next Left 4 Dead.
Maybe. So they also showed off some Blizzard games. One of the biggest reveals that got everybody hyped was Diablo 4. To actually see the Necromancer class as a main class is interesting, along with the Barbarian, Druid, and Ranger. Not the Ranger, the Rogue, and the
Talk about Mage. Cognitive dissonance.
I want to see, this is what I want to know, though, because I feel like a fool. Okay, so Diablo 4 is not out yet.
No.
So basically, that's something amongst the fans and the community that like Diablo, the series. Necromancer becoming a character or whatever is a crazy thing. Like, that's a big deal because that's what
It's always been a DLC character.
Oh, so
it didn't, yeah, it's like, the first time supposedly that it joins one of those main classes.
Oh, so it's probably written into the main story and everything.
I looked up the trailer and I read the comments just to see if anybody was actually like has common sense or nuts enough. And a lot of people are like, you know what, man? After this bullshit that just happened with Diablo Immortal, I don't know, bro. Like, I don't know if I can trust Blizzard anymore. And I was like, oh, finally, somebody in that bitch actually has some nuts.
It looks interesting enough. It's probably one of those games that I will have to sit down and play with the community and try it out.
It's going to be hard for them to gain new fans if fucking League of Legends is coming to Game Pass.
Riot, that's a different thing.
All of Riot games is going to PC Game Pass. That includes League of Legends. That includes
like three other games.
Valorant. That includes the Champions of Norrath and stuff like that. So... It's interesting to see that Riot is. I think they're honestly trying to depend on Microsoft now.
They're about to be getting some. They're so popular. Like, those games are so famous. Like, it was like even showing earlier. Like, I've seen like videos on back when I still had Facebook of people having these competitions for League of Legends.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Like, these people are like rock stars, bro. Like, they treat these people like kings in these areas.
Esports is. Sports gaming is pretty popular, and that's one of the categories is League of Legends.
Yeah, you can gamble on fucking League of Legends. Like, you can bet on who's going to win, like on DraftKings and shit.
Yeah. That's not only that, they also did announce Overwatch 2, which is going free to play.
That's cool, right?
I'm not going to lie, I liked Overwatch 1. I really enjoyed the time I played of it. I will probably check out Overwatch 2 and try it out myself.
They were giving us a lot of cheap hits to get us high earlier, dude. Like with the Overwatch thing, like I thought that was crazy. I thought the League of Legends thing was crazy. Like the things we're talking about, and it's like those quick fixes. But it's like, how much time are you really going to invest into those games?
I mean, for the people who are fans of it, they'll probably invest it for a long fucking time. But it's like people like me, I didn't give two single fucks.
Sure,
I was just like, yeah, good for y'all.
Of course, they also announced that this is the 40th anniversary of Microsoft Flight Simulator, and they announced that the Halo Pelican's going to it.
That's tight.
Cool. Don't care.
I'm not downloading that to my Xbox.
They also announced that Grounded is finally out of its game preview, and it's going to be a full release game.
I almost downloaded that once, but I didn't because I was like, I don't know.
Grounded is, you know what that game is, Xander?
No.
Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I've been hearing about that shit for a long time.
Yeah, it's Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, and you're surviving in the backyard trying to become big again.
James, can I just put like
paint? Well, I kind of feel like that game Inside Out kind of came up and took that position, though.
What's that? So,
which one was Inside Out?
Game was like a husband and wife get shrunk into some toys or something like that.
Yeah.
That game blew up pretty well.
Talking about It Takes Two.
Yeah, It Takes Two, my bad.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay, see, now I know what you're talking about now. No, but I want to just, hey, I had a moment watching that fucking trailer for Minecraft. I'm just being honest. I had a moment. Listen, Minecraft Legends, it was so epic, dude. I was like, this game is so, or Minecraft, you think about its inception however many years ago. And it's like, it has found a way to stay relevant. And I'm sitting here watching like, the first day release.
This is big. I mean, we're going to talk about something that is this big. It is probably as big as Fortnite, if not bigger.
Oh, dude.
It is that game.
Hell, so,
yes.
Somehow.
if anybody's wondering, there's a new Minecraft game coming out. It's called Minecraft Legends. It's you controlling everything in the overworld versus everything that comes out of the fucking netherworld. It's an RTS game. If you're a Minecraft fan, you're an RTS fan, you're probably going to enjoy it. RTS is
winning.
Dude,
that game, like that is that seems to be the main thing of no, all Meg, these games. So RTS is cutting up. RTS fans are gonna have a good time.
Yeah.
If that's your thing, it cool. Props to you. It's not mine. I don't care. It could you know die in a ditch somewhere. All I care.
Wow. Someone doesn't like RTS.
I'm not an RTS person to begin with, but I don't really like Minecraft. I really don't like Minecraft to begin with. Like, yes, I played Minecraft. Yeah, the only thing I really do is enjoy building like these elaborate fucking mazes and booby trapping them and watching people die.
I think it's one of those things where it's like the community made it way bigger than what it could have been at first.
Yeah. Crafty, I'm so glad you think it looked good because it looked like something that I'm going to want to put a sticker on my car where the little boy's pissing on Minecraft.
Jeez.
It just says Legends. It's like pissing on Legends. did you guys care at all about Elder Scrolls or Fallout the 76, their updates or whatever?
No. So Fallout 76 has this update where you're going to be going into the pit.
That's what I thought of you, dude. I was like, this is it, the pit.
The pit. Fuck, man. I don't care. I didn't play Fallout 76 just because I knew it was going to be an epic flop. Like, I'm pretty sure there's people out there gonna be like, yes, let's play. But
it got better. Don't you believe in Bethesda? Skyrim, James.
Yeah. Believe in fucking Bethesda.
They started paying them fucking video game journalists. They're like, look, you need to start writing something after about 6 months about how this game's gotten better. It's great.
I'm losing some friends tonight. named Crafty Tanuki and Minmang. And the Elder Scrolls Online, I did play a good chunk of it, and I really just didn't like it because I wanted to play like the last Elder Scrolls I played, which is Skyrim, and it plays like an MMO, which
it is.
It is, but I couldn't. It just is. Whatever. I didn't like it.
You have to grind a lot harder on online games.
That's what the MMOs are. Like, if people don't like the grind of an MMO, then yeah.
Xander's like, well, you can leave.
No, but I mean, I don't like it either. God damn it. Yeah, so, yeah.
I used to love that shit when I was a kid.
Hey, Crafty, if you want to spend that 30 to 40 bucks on a hard copy of that, go ahead, man. Because that's how much the game still is.
Oh, my God.
That ain't that bad.
I used to, them RuneScape, bro. I used to grind them quests. Shout out to them plane shift players out there.
Boy, hell no.
Quest, dude, bring me 5 loaves of bread. It's like, but like standing in front of
and that's it. You just
standing in front of the 5 loaves of bread is a giant spider.
And then, of course, Xbox finally announced that they are getting more friendlier with the Eastern developers from Japan. They did announce that a Wulong game, which looked very interesting.
Wuhan. I had to say that.
Organic poison. No.
Yeah.
It looked it looked very well. It looked very interesting. Yes. Finally, I'm glad they finally put that rumor to dust. Kojima is working with Microsoft to develop a new IP for Microsoft.
It was funny, dude. I whenever I saw it, I was like, I don't know who this guy is. I was like, but this is great. And so what I just saved, though, it says Kojima. It says, we have ideas, but we can't show you.
I've said this. Alex has said this.
James was very excited. Like, he had sent me a text, and I was like, damn, all right. Well,
who is this dude? Tell me who he is.
He's Metal the one Gear who Solid. Made Metal Gear Solid.
Oh. So he's making a Kojima whole new project.
He's a fucking genius. And this, whatever game, like Death Stranding was a fucking genius game to begin with. People just couldn't get over the fact that it's almost a walking
simulator.
It's a lot
of walking. Yeah, but it's. But I heard the story was
really good. But the story is great and the boss fights are great in that game.
Yeah. But it was innovative, right?
Yeah.
People will probably look back at a year from now and be like, I get it. But at the time,
ahead of his time. Yeah. You know, people hated this game when it came out. Like,
but we don't know what kind of new IP it is. Hopefully, it's going to be something great. Like, I would like to see Kojima come with his own fucking horror game that was almost like Silent Hill.
And Microsoft. I think Microsoft gets that. What everybody wants to know. Yeah, like, is he just going to bring that back in some sort of format? That'd be cool.
And you know, we're also going to. I'm also going to say this. Phil did state that before this conference little thing, that he intends to put all these games out on the other consoles, but it's going to be a limited time. They're going to be limited time exclusive first. So I'm glad to see Microsoft understands that the exclusivity needs to be there.
Yeah,
but he also understands that there's money to be made. So why not just go ahead and do a time thing and then let the other people have it. So
right, I think that's the best idea. I think that's what they need to do.
Because either way, Phil is a businessman. He understands how it works. He's the one who brought Microsoft out of the red and into the green.
Look, man, and this is something I want to say. They are doing all kinds of new things with video games, man. Like, if you really think about it, like, they're doing that Dusk Falls thing or whatever. Like, that's pretty cool. I think that we're actually going to start seeing more shit like that and people releasing video games differently than the way they normally have.
Were you talking about, Crafty, when I was working out earlier? Well, not only that, if you have a Samsung TV, now the only thing you need is the Xbox Game Pass app and a controller, and you can play it straight from your TV, which is very innovating and interesting.
It's like RoboCop. We're in the future now.
It's all Futurama.
Microsoft's really putting everything into this. And not only that, Game Pass is really fucking killing it for them. Like, Sony is attempting to do Game Pass, but
I didn't like how they did that. Because it's like, we have the premium. It's like, fuck off.
Exactly.
It's like, I'm still stuck with what I have, and I can't get the good shit because I didn't get the premium. Like, whatever.
Exactly. Xbox, that's why Game Pass
is so simple.
Right. See, there's two tiers to it. There's Game Pass, where you can just play the games, and there's Ultimate, where you get the Xbox Live and the Game Pass too.
Yeah, and that's the one I get every week or every month.
So Xbox is killing it in that. And then finally, as I said before, they're finally being Xbox is finally opening up to their Eastern companies and developers and allowing for more of their games to be on it. So finally, for the first time in history, Persona 3 Portable, Persona 4 Golden, and Persona 5 Royal will be going to Game Pass as well, which had me tripping fucking balls when I saw that. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah.
Because I'm a big Persona fan now, but considering Persona 3 has never been remade and it has never been ported over to the PlayStation 3, the PlayStation 4, or Nintendo. So it's interesting to see that go to
those games. Game Pass. Huge too. That's a massive franchise at this point.
And considering that we do have Persona 4 Golden on PC, which sold very well within the first 2 days. They said they sold like almost like 2.5 million copies within the first 2 days of that going live on Steam.
Jeez.
Yeah, like people, like a lot of people didn't know about it until they played Persona 5 and then Royal, and then they wanted to go back and replay
some crashing servers and shit everywhere. Like,
so that was very interesting. It's going to give me a chance to actually play Persona 3 because I have never played it. So I'm really interested to see that story. I've just seen like a couple of animes they have on it. So that was one of the biggest things for me.
This shit on Wikipedia says Persona 5 has been cited as one of the greatest role-playing video games of all time. Jesus including Christ. Royal, it has sold over 5 million copies worldwide, making best-selling entry in the overall mega.
We've discussed several times, but I think that was the thing that kind of turned stuff around for PlayStation when it was born. Like I think that kind of like brought the four out of the shit the same way that like Breath of the Wild brought, you know, the Switch up a little bit. Because before that, like everybody was talking about Persona 5 and everyone was talking about it. It was like one of the best games ever and stuff. But not to downplay it, but see, I think it's one of those situations where it's like, this is probably a lot of people's first experiences with a JRPG.
Yeah.
I mean, fair. I could be wrong about that, but I feel like it's kind of the Skyrim of
or JRPGs. It's their first experience to a Shin Megami Tensei game.
The reason why it's such a turnoff, but it's surprising to me, is because it is like that kind of game. Like, I wonder what the market is like for people who.
Oh, it's huge.
It's crazy. It has to be huge. It must be.
We'll see. Go ahead.
No, you go.
Well, see, I mean, it's a huge market because of how the way that the game plays is it plays like an anime. And yeah. See, I mean, this is around the time when like anime was blowing the F up, like 2015, 2016. Yeah. And it's just constantly on the rise. But it's like the whole slice of life aspect, the whole, you even have like a little bit of romance picking and stuff like that. The story is actually pretty damn good. So yeah, it follows a lot of anime beats. It very much is like playing through a damn anime.
Yeah, and a lot of people love that. And not only that, it was one of their first experiences with a lot of people get turned off by the battle system, but the battle system really...
It was easy.
It was easy, and it was really fun. Yeah. Exploiting an enemy's weakness, passing it off, and then exploiting another, and just passing the baton off, what they call it, and having all these characters exploit these weaknesses just to come in and do this big bang attack, and you can hold the monsters up and make them give you money. You can talk to them and make them join your side and stuff. I did too.
That's awesome.
Like the only thing. I did that quite a bit.
I did that too. And what people really love about Persona 5 was the confidant system, how you get to go out and hang out with your friends at the game and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like, I've been playing through Shin Megami Tensei 5 on the Switch. And it's a total different vibe because this one's more dark.
Shin Megami Tensei usually is more dark.
Yeah, like there's nothing like that in this game. You're pretty much just you get demons on your side, then you're going to kill God. That's pretty much the premise of this game.
Wait, what is this? It's called what again?
Shin Megami Tensei.
Yeah.
Persona is kind of more of a lighter version of, within the Shin Megami Tensei Devil Saga arc.
Yeah, it's a spinoff of the Shin Megami Tensei series. Yeah. It's the one that they put more time into the story and characters and stuff like that. But the last one to come out on the PS2, like 2007, 2008, that was Persona 4, and they put Golden out on the Vita. And then it lay dormant until 2017 when Persona 5 came out. God. And then 2020 when Royal came out.
Dude. You just said it went dormant. That was serious. Yeah, that's crazy.
Shane's like, I don't know. I'm joking.
No, I know. It's just like that. It was just incredible.
It wasn't really popular in America. Like around that time, you got to think a lot of games like that wasn't big. Like
the only people I knew who had that, I think, because I had a few friends who had it on the PS Vita. Because I think for a while, correct me if I'm wrong, but the Vita was the only way to get those types of games for a good game.
Yeah,
this is during like the height of like Call of Duty and stuff. So
yeah.
For people who wanted JRPGs, they had to get the Vita.
Either that, or you had to pick up the secure ones that were released on the PlayStation 3, like the Tales series.
Yeah,
like Tales of Grace and Tales of Zillia, and then the PlayStation 4 helped revitalize the JRPG genre.
Yeah, like I said, pretty much because of Persona. Like Persona made it casual. It brought it out for everybody.
PlayStation 3 era was a rough time for PlayStation. It sounds like it was. Like just hearing different.
Well, I mean, not for PlayStation overall, but it's like when it comes to like people wanted JRPGs, it was rough.
Yeah,
it was fairly a hard.
And PlayStation was the one that was the people who were entrusted to hold it down for us. It's like
I enjoyed everything. That was PlayStation. They were mostly shifting over to what everybody knows now, like the God of War games, Uncharted games.
Yeah,
more story based.
PlayStation 3 had a lot of great games for it to begin with. Yeah. Like it had the God of Wars, the Uncharted, Last of Us when it came out, the dying end of its fucking cycle.
Yeah.
It brought the Ico and the Shadow Colossus. They redid that. All the Batman games on it. It was pretty good for what it was.
It shifted over into more of what it is now, which is like more story based. I wouldn't say linear, but kind of just like adventure type games,
and that's
which is kind of the thing with basically selling a PlayStation 4 and a 5.
And that's when the Sony realized they needed to get developers to start coming out with these games for their console.
Yeah.
For them. That's why the exclusives started coming out. And that's why PlayStation 4 had more exclusives than anything else out there.
Hey, what did you think? What did you think about seeing Vin Diesel on the back of that T-Rex?
Ark.
That was
family. Cool. Well, family. I remember sitting there watching it, and I was like, "Oh, it's Ark. Oh, look, Vin Diesel." And Mega Crafty was like, "Family, yeah, family, girl. Family. It's T-Rex's family."
He just drives a car through the T-Rex.
The T-Rex is the car, man.
Wiz Khalifa comes out of it. It's been a long.
Oh my god, dude! It had me cracking up. I didn't realize that was him until I saw on like Instagram.
I was like, man, they were really like every trying page to make was this
like
thing.
Posting like, oh my god, Vin Diesel is on this.
Yeah, this is gonna be memes forever.
It worked though. That's what they paid the money for. That's why they paid.
Overall, I was really impressed with Microsoft today because they actually did show a lot of gameplay footage stuff instead of CGI. And yeah. That was what a lot of fans were wanting to see.
Didn't show Fable, and they didn't show Gears 6.
Here's the thing about that. Fable is in development hell right now because they're having issues with the team and ahead of it. And they're saying that Gears 6 is, yes, it's been about 3 to 4 years since we've had the last Gears, and that was like that for 4.
Yeah.
But they have also stated that they're working on it, but they want to go big and go home because this is number 6. And then
you know what that means.
To leave any, there could be another 3 games after it.
He's taking his team.
You know what that means, James. You know what they're going to try to do. They're going to try to do this like split off, probably sort of situation where it's like JD died, so this is what happens with the other guy. You know what I'm saying?
They're trying
to expand it.
Yeah.
Which can work and it may not work.
Right. And I believe they're taking their time on Gear 6. So until we actually see something from it, I'm hopeful that they're taking their time and they're putting as much.
Yeah, I don't want them to strain themselves. Don't do too damn much. I mean, like, I think 5 was a great. It was cool to have little story beats in it, the little mini open world thing. That was amazing. I loved all that. But it's like,
Five also gave us a lot of like, oh my fucking god moments.
Yeah.
Hey,
I would never forget me, you flipping out over me saving.
I was just happy that they finally confirmed and validated crap that I was talking about since the end of 3. Right. I was like, yes, we knew it. Fuck. God damn.
Damn, that's awesome. Have they ever done an origin story for Snake?
What?
What?
And you guys aren't talking about that game. Never mind. I'm sorry. Just a minute. Listen, no.
Metal Gear Solid 3 was Snake's origin story, okay?
Yes. Yes. I keep forgetting in this conversation you guys are not talking about that. You're talking about Gears of War. Yeah. So yeah. That's why I would be lost in both games. I haven't played any of them in a while. But I actually thought they were done making Gears of War games. That's crazy.
No. The Coalition took over and actually did really well. And I've actually not lied. I've been kind of wanting to replay through 4 and 5.
That's like, awesome.
They were great games.
Would you want to go through them again?
I don't know. Maybe.
Did you guys see that game Aura? ARA or something like that?
Some type of Life is Strange bullcrap.
Well, this was like I was thinking that the game was a trailer for, it was like you control the world or whatever, and I thought it was like a Civ 7 trailer or something like that, just because I know that
it's another civilization type game. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, like, but yeah, but when I realized it wasn't Civ, I was like, okay, well, what is this? And it was not something I had ever heard of, and I was like, I wonder if this is gonna be
it's another RTS game where it's like civilization.
Age of Empire.
Yeah, we actually thought me and Gong was watching it. We actually thought it was Age of Empires, but it wasn't.
Yeah. Like a new Age of Empires game would be tight. I might would play it.
I wouldn't.
For like 10 minutes and then be like, okay.
Yeah.
My friends can't play Shut It Off.
Yeah, my friends can't play.
Fuck you, dude. That's awesome.
So for anybody who's listening that wants to come over, my Twitch is twitch.tv/finallyjimmy. here in the next couple of weeks, I will be streaming Bloodborne along with Midmay, and then we'll be I'll be streaming some Shadow of the Colossus as well.
Sweet. So,
overall, wrapping it up, I do believe that Microsoft had a good presentation, State of Play, but Sony had a really great presentation with Resident Evil 4 and showing Final Fantasy 16. But I think Microsoft did a little bit better than what they did. I know I texted Alex earlier, said Microsoft destroyed State of Play, but I'd actually had to sit time and actually write my notes and stuff out about it. They're about even on play.
Yeah, I was legitimately going to like shoot a bunch of memes at you and be mean, and I was like, fuck it.
You should have done it. It would have been funny.
It was a bunch of fanboys, so I was like, dude, calm down.
should have done it. But more of that, they're about even. I was just in the moment when I saw they're
Kojima
bringing
step out. Kojima was the thing.
Kojima, yeah, I was really hyped for Kojima and some of the other games they announced. High on Life, yes, Gong. We was high on life when we were watching that.
Dude, what did you guys think about that, man? Come on now. That was pretty cool, huh? The Rick and Morty guy? The Rick and Morty, I guess the dude from Rick and Morty and whatever, the Solar Opposites.
I'm sure a lot of internet dweebs are happy about that.
I mean, I don't watch much Rick and Morty, but I thought it was cool. I was like, this is unique. I mean,
no
look,
offense to anybody.
We could hate on it, but in the same breath, you know it's going to be
fun. I'm going to play it. I'm going to play it because it looks fun. It looks I'm going to play it because it looks like it's funny. You're going to have fucking Morty as a gun talking shit to you anyway.
Exactly.
That's like, what I'll, it's going to be interesting, so I'm going to play it. Gong, was there anything that was interesting that you saw before you went to bed?
Hey, I do real quick before they say you guys didn't mention Naraka. Is that what it's called?
Naraka Blade Point.
It's on my Game Pass too. First, so they're like pre-order
because
now.
Because it was it's on PC right now. Yeah.
So you guys have played it already?
I haven't played it, but I've seen people play it, and it looks very interesting. And I would probably play it. And it does actually have a story campaign, so.
I was like, look, it looks like a run and gun, just like you know, kind of like you've seen this before. But in the same breath, I was like, this looks like some shit that, like, I don't know. Maybe
not only that, they also Microsoft came up with this game called a Does Something. What's it called?
It Does Something.
It's like a storybook telling kind of game. It's a Dusk something. I can't even think of the name of it. As Dusk Falls, yes.
Listen, I did want to talk about that before we got off here, but I have a deeper conversation to say about it, though. Say what you were going to say, what you were talking about.
As Dusk Falls looked very interesting. It has like that whole entire comic book like feel to it, but
it's an interactive game. Or
it's an interactive game.
Is
it
like, is that the Life is Strange type one?
Kind of, yeah.
Kind of, yeah.
Definitely. Is Life is Strange the one they used to have the demo for, where like the dude like killed somebody in the bathroom or something?
Oh,
yeah.
I also remember and the new Plague's Tale Requiem.
I never played the first one, but I actually do like play, so I always wanted to play it.
I haven't played the first one either, and I've always wanted to play it.
The trailer grabbed me.
Yes,
for the first game. Yeah,
yeah, and I like how people like. Do it now. You can control the rats to go eat somebody. I was like,
yeah.
Yes.
I'm interested.
I thought I wrote something about that too, because I was like, man, this is an interesting looking gig.
They usually have it on sale, the first game.
I might have to get it for PC Game Pass. Me, I might have to try it out.
The scenes and the physics with the rats is pretty wild.
Yeah.
Yeah. But no, what do you guys think about like that with the,
Comics
on
remake.
As Dusk Falls. Like the way that they're doing that kind of game. I think that kind of stuff is going to be like more popular in the future.
I mean, it kind of was. That sort of game, David Cage popularized that crap with like Indigo Prophecy and stuff.
Yeah, because every decision you make has a outcome.
Yeah.
So it's going to be interesting to see how you go through and you make your... The art style, I like the art style, but it doesn't look like something I would actually sit down and want to take time out to play.
Fair.
Because, yeah, I mean, as much crap as I talk about Life is Strange, I did like the first two games. It is the most hipster crap you can ever play in your entire life. But
the third one looks really is the third one the one that's coming out or just came
out? It already came out.
Yeah. It looks like it went all the way.
Yeah. Overall, as Dust Falls or whatever it's called, it's probably one of those games that you want to sit down. It's only one of those games you want to sit down with your streamer and have your chat choose your fucking decisions.
Yeah, like you guys vote.
And oh. I'm not about that.
Let's see. I wrote up earlier.
Because me and Alex will be later.
Really? Yeah, I mean, were you able to get everybody on board with that?
It was just an idea that it came up with. Yes, yeah, like, some people. I think we're going to do the dark pictures for it.
Okay.
Because I already made plans with somebody else to play the board. So.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, and the dark pictures is cheaper.
Very much so.
Yeah, the thing that I wrote earlier about As Dusk Falls, I was like, I said it's cool. I think we will see more games like this games like this become more common in the gaming cycle we're currently in. I don't know.
Okay, Shane.
What?
I mean, love you to death, bro. But you on the late show with that? Like those games have been a staple for some time now. I mean, don't laugh at him, James. I'm laughing at you.
You put it.
Like, I'm trying so hard.
No, I was just saying, it's like a limited series script with like a modern video game art. I don't know.
If you like it, you really should look up Life is Strange Before the Storm.
I don't really care about playing the game myself. It just doesn't seem that interesting to me to play it. I'm just saying it seems like it would be something that would bring different people into video games. That's why I was saying like the different ways that people release games is what we were talking about earlier. That's the only point I was trying to make. It ties into that. And, you know, they put it as one of their big releases. So maybe, you know, especially the way that VR and stuff is going these days too. I don't know that this has anything to do with that, but it doesn't matter.
Sorry, man. I actually get what you all are saying though, but it kind of ties in with me and James saying about like the dark anthology pictures and stuff. Was like it would be cool for people online to kind of like interact with these sort of games and be like, oh, I'm going to make a choice here and you're going to make the choice here. And depending on how many choices you have, it's one of those things where like you can probably replay it a lot of different times just to see, you know, whatever comes out. Like yeah, I told James myself, whenever I play these games, I legitimately just look up the best way to play it and then I beat it.
I've legitimately played the Men of Medan like 3 times and never been able to successfully save everybody. So
you want to know what I messed up? Yeah, because I played it and I almost got like I looked up everything and I almost got there and I dropped the bottle during the quick time event. And I cut the game off.
Bro! The last time that we almost had it perfect was Conrad. It was either me or Crafty. One of us fucked up the quick time events when he was scaling up the fucking ladder and he fell to his death. That's all it takes.
I mean, they really did. Because I've heard with the anthology pictures, like they each game actually outdoes the last one. Like, I think a lot of people were talking good about the vampire one that they just released.
To me, the Man of Medan was the. I like that one. That's probably the best one. Little Hope was Witch Trials, which wasn't fun. And then House of Ashes was good. And
that's one with vampires. The latest one they're coming out is about like a fucking serial killer or something.
Yes. So apparently the next one's going to be about a serial killer. Yeah.
Ted Bundy the Experience.
But either way, guys, we're going to end up wrapping this up because this podcast is getting on a little too long. So, closing statements.
A lot of cool stuff coming out soon. And it's going to be exciting to play everything that comes out on Game Pass, at least. Obviously, anything that does find its way to PlayStation, I will not be playing. But Game Pass, I'm down for.
Gotcha. Xander?
I mean... there seems to be a lot of good stuff coming out. Like I said, I think mostly what we can take from this is that RTSs are coming back hard, like in a big way. So, I mean, for those people who are fans of that, I'm happy for you guys.
Yes, and it is a good year for female protagonists.
Indeed, and if you're a space fan, this is your year too, it looks like. Yeah. I will say this, Microsoft said everything they showed at this conference will come out between July of this year and July of next year. So looking forward for that year. Of course, we all already know that the state of play, they showed the dates for just about everything but Final Fantasy 16. And then everything that was at the third-party development was we'll probably hear more about that throughout the year as well. So overall, it was a decent time.
Yeah, and there's a lot of games we won't play, that's for sure. But the stuff that we will play, it just sounded pretty good.
Yeah, you heard the excitement on us. We were like, oh, all right, that one. Yeah.
And as much as I ragged on Minecraft Legends, it looked like it'd be a fun experience for me to watch somebody else do. And yeah, so if you're into RTS, that's probably one that you want to pick up and play, because you can actually get all the creatures and all the villagers from the overworld to help you take on the stuff from the Nether. So looks interesting. It's just something I wouldn't play either. So anyway, we're getting out of here. Yeah, fuck it. Well, it's yours. You can have it if it makes sense. You can have it.